So I'm in college, and at a party. Yeah, I'll get it. We'll get it. And this woman walked in. Now, I've always had a her in my life. I've always had some girl that was the apple of my eye, the object of my affection. I've just never actually taken any action whatsoever. That's why, if you've noticed, not a lot of dating in this story here I'm sharing. I saw her, and I was on top of the mountain where alcohol takes me, and I sauntered over to her and just laid it on the line. And somewhere in my head, this seemed like a good idea, but I was like, you know, tell this girl the truth. Tell this girl your story. Tell her who you are. We're not going to build this relationship on lies. She needs to know who and what I am, and she'll accept me. So literally, I mean, right away, I'm like, listen, I got to be honest with you. I've been following you around, because I had been. That was my lead-in, and it would get worse. And I think about suicide a lot, but now that I met you, we're good. And I don't know what I was thinking that intro would do, but she kind of, sweet little girl, she sat and listened to me for a little while, kind of slowly inching away, you know, from me, and finally, she just very politely, she's like, listen, you scare me, and I want you to leave. Because I remember, by the way, that girl, that's the first time I'd heard the term stalker, because I'd been following her, not with any insidious intent, I wanted to get to know her, right, so I could match up my interests to hers and misrepresent myself, but, and so for the first time I'd heard the word stalker, I remember, yeah, stalker, I'm a devoted romantic, man, you know how much work it is to stalk and be diving in the bushes every time you turn around? A lot of work. So I left, and something snapped inside of me. Now, by this time, and I guess I've whipped past this, but by this time I'd become extremely depressed. And I say suicide seemed like an option, a viable option of getting out. Now, I don't think that most of the time I actually wanted to die. I had, like I've said, a lot of my suicide attempts, there was a lot of goals behind it. Dying wasn't one of them. Something went horribly wrong if I actually died on a suicide attempt. But this particular one, you know what I mean? Because you give that call, listen, don't anybody dare come over to 1808 9th Street and try and talk me out of this and tell me how valuable I am to them and how they wish they treated me better. I don't want that. Doors unlocked. You know, but this particular time, I remember something snapped and there was no attention, it was like, you know what, I just am tired. And by the way, I think that's unfortunate. That's where, when the end starts creeping up on us, I think that's what happens. It's not necessarily horrific circumstances. We've had those for a long time. I just get tired. And ultimately that light starts to flicker out at the end of this hideous path that I'm walking on, and I no longer can see any way out. And that's what happened to me on the way home. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. And I attempted suicide. I attempted to OD on a overdose of sleeping pills. And I got rushed to the psych ward, and a nurse came and met me, and I had brought the sleeping pills with me. And she's like, it's very important I know what you took. And I handed her the bottle. I'm like, I took these, took a big handful. I remember she looked at him, and she looked at me, and she started laughing. And I remember, and I was really drunk, right? And I'm like, that's really unprofessional. I mean, and I remember thinking, this is nothing funny about this, woman. Because it's a sad state of affairs that a person of my great potential is dying so young. Because this is one thing I've always hung my hat on. I've always thought, hey, I know I'm a miserable idiot who's never actually accomplished anything, but I got a lot of potential. And I somehow think this is a get-out-of-jail-free card badge. And I was playing it into AA. I remember my sponsor one time was getting a little too nosy and a little too instructive on what I needed to do. So I finally told him one day, like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I got a lot of potential. So maybe you want to back this up. And man. He got very interested in that. He's like, oh, really? What exactly does that mean, right? And I didn't know, per usual on most things, I didn't really actually know. But I don't want to admit that. I start blustering my way around, well, you know. Well, I do know, but I'm wondering if you know. Well, I don't know exactly, but I know I got a lot of it. And